After a little while, a black shadow that had been creeping along the dripping wall moved out into the light and came close to him with stealthy footsteps. He felt a hand laid on his arm and looked round with a start. It was one of the women who had been drinking at the bar.
"Why didn't you kill him?"
she hissed out, putting her haggard face quite close to his.
"I knew you were following him when you rushed out from Daly's. You fool! You should have killed him! He has lots of money and he's as bad as bad."
"He's not the man I'm looking for," he answered. "And I want no man's money. I want a man's life. The man whose life I want must be nearly 40 now.